the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
Chris Davis homered and drove in two as the Brewers beat the Cardinals 11-2 yesterday to avoid a three-game sweep and break their losing streak. Carlos Gomez had three hits. Elian Herrera went 5-for-5 with three runs scored as he subbed in for Gene Segura, who left the team to be with his family in the Dominican Republic after the death of his young son. Milwaukee enters the All-Star break in first place in the National League Central, and Aramis Ramirez said it was a big win.
That's big. I mean, we're back in first place. That's only, I know, we know it's only one game, but that's better to be one game behind. We're a first-place club. I mean, the first half, hopefully, you know, we come back ready to play the second half.
Willie Peralta gave up just one unearned run across seven innings of work. He improves to 10-6 on the year. The Brewers will be off now until Friday when they'll play at Washington. The All-Star game is Tuesday night at Target Field in Minneapolis. Mario Götze scored in the second part of extra time yesterday to lift Germany to their fourth World Cup title. They beat Argentina 1-0. After days of intense speculation concerning his future, Carmelo Anthony broke his silence yesterday, announcing he will indeed re-sign with the New York Knicks. Meanwhile, Brad Keselowski scored a weekend sweep at New Hampshire Motor Speedway. He put on a dominating performance in Sunday's race and also won Saturday's Nationwide Series race. Northwoods League Baseball, the Woodchucks battled back from a rough loss Saturday night and beat Battle Creek yesterday 6-5. They're off today before starting a couple of games in Kalamazoo tomorrow. In other Northwoods League action, Madison beat Wisconsin Rapids 4-3. Kalamazoo knocked off Rochester. Wilmer over Waterloo. Green Bay topped Lakeshore. Kenosha over La Crosse. St. Cloud dumped Duluth. Thunder Bay over Alexandria. And Mankato beat Eau Claire. That's sports. I'm Tom King.